of Boston is known for hospitals and education. But do we benefit from that? No, we don't. And I'm sick and tired of it. I go to Northeastern as a first generation African American female, and I'm tired of seeing them take our community and keep gentrifying us and keep pushing us back. But it's our community. We started this. They can't push us back. And it's time that we fight back. And I want to network with all the college students so we can occupy the colleges. Look, we demand better education. My friends drop out, not because they're not smart enough, because they can't pay for it, and that's sickening. And that's how they oppress us by knowledge. And I'm sick and tired, and it's time for us to fight back, because it's our community.
Woo! All right, how's everybody doing? Good, good. So my name is Daquan Bradford. I attend New Mission High School, and I'm a part of the Youth Jobs Campaign. The Youth Jobs Campaign has been working effortlessly hard for the youth employment. So what we're focusing on right now is we're focusing on the private industry. We met with a man named the Chamber of Commerce, Paul Guzzi. So we're potentially trying to have him support the youth, because we believe that everybody needs to play a role in terms of supporting the youth. State, federal, private industry, and the city. So moreover, we're potentially having a city council meeting, and that's going to happen October 30th, and that's going to be at the Moss, and we would like to see everybody there. So request me on Facebook, Daquan Bradford, and I'll move on.
So my name is Roy James Daly, and I go to Brookline High School, but here's one thing you don't know about me. I was born and raised here in this hood, and I woke up every single day, every single morning, proud of where I was. And I didn't let nobody dishearten me from where I was living. Right now, I live in Brookline. Yeah, I live in Brookline, but still, my heart remains here. And right now, we are occupying the hood, and I'm proud to be occupying the hood. I'm proud that we are occupying the hood. I'm proud that Occupy Boston is occupying the hood. You know what I'm saying? And I just want to say something before I go. I know we all here come from many different backgrounds, many different beliefs, but there's one thing that we have in common. You know, there are many things that we have in common, but one of those main things is this common area, this common land right here. And I want to let y'all know that when we occupy this common land, when we come together on this common land, when we fight together on this common land, we will undoubtedly, inevitably win on this common land. Know what I'm saying? I just want to share one thing with y'all before I go. The fight for liberation is only lost when we give in to the will of our oppressor. Members in the civil rights movements are not giving their will. Neither will we.
Appreciate you, brother. Coming up to the mic next, two young